B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shkolim Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to start from the beginning of the next perek, just after halfway down the Omad. Halacha Aleph, says the Mishnah, Eiluhein hamumunim, the following are a list of 15 people that were appointed to, that they were administers for different jobs and different things that had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Shahoyi b'Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash. Yechanon ben Pinchos al hachisomis. There were tokens. People would come and pay for different things. We'll see in the Gemara more details. Would pay. They wouldn't receive immediately what they are buying. They would just receive tokens, and the tokens would then be redeemed in another office, in another place in the Beis HaMikdash for whatever commodity they were trying to buy for the in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason that this would happen is that there would be two people who would be able to cross reference with each other to make sure that the money was all coming to where it was supposed to come. We'll see this in the Gemara. Achia al Nesochim. Achia was in charge of distributing the Nesochim. When people would bring certain korbanos, they would have to bring wine and oil and flour with it, and they would then redeem the tokens and receive the Nesochim. Masyo ben Shmuel al Apayosos, he was in charge of the lots. Every day we learn about this later on in Shas, in Maseches Yuma, and in Kochim, that they would make a geirel, they would draw lots, so to speak, and the person who was responsible of taking care of this was Masyo ben Shmuel. Pesachyo al Akinin, the people who would come to buy pairs of birds for different korbanos, Azov, Azova, Yuledes, Metzora, and others. And he was in charge of these kinin. That means people would put money into the boxes that to pay for these pairs of birds. And it was this Psachia that was responsible to make sure that by the end of the day, all those birds had actually been shechted, or not shechted, but had been offered on the Mizbeach as they were supposed to be. And it was a complicated job. There were many complications. The whole Maseches Kinin deals with different challenges that could come, that could happen in this area of halacha called Kinin, with the pairs of birds that could get mixed up, etc. And it needed somebody very clever to take care of it. And this was Psachio. And the Mishnah says Psachio is a Mordechai. It was actually Mordechai HaTzadik that we know from Megillas Esther. V'lama nikra shmei Psachio. And why did we call him Psachio? Shehaya piseach dvorim. He would know how to open and develop things. V'doroshon, and to learn things in depth. V'yodea b'shivim loshin. And he also knew all 70 languages. Not only did he know how to understand them, not only did he know how to speak them, he even knew how to identify the inconsistencies and unclarities of the people that spoke all the different languages. Ben Achio, he was responsible al Chayli Me'ayim, for healing the people, those Kayanim that had become sick in their digestive system. Nechunya, he was in charge of Chayfer Sichim. He would dig the ditches to make sure there was enough drinking water for the people in Yerushalayim and for the people who are coming to be Oile Regel. Gvini was in charge of the cruise. He was the one who would make the daily announcements. Ben Gever was in charge on the Ilas HaShaorim for locking and unlocking the Beis HaMikdash doors. Ben Bovi was Mamuna al HaPakia. He was responsible for making the wicks for the Menorah. Ben Arzo al HaTzilzel, he was in charge of this musical instrument called the cymbals, and that when he would make the sound of the cymbals, that would spark the rest of the song of the Levim. Hugrus ben Levi, Hugrus, who was a Levi al Ashir, he would be the one to start the singing. Beis Gormu al Maisa Lechem Aponim, the Beis Gormu, and we've already mentioned them previously on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. They were the ones that were the experts at making the Lechem Haponim. Beis Avtinus al Maisa Ktoires, they were expert at making the Ktoires. Velozor ala Poreches, Elozor was appointed to take care of the Poreches. We learned later on there were 13 different Poreches in the Beis HaMikdash. They had to be woven, they had to be repaired, some of them had to be regularly replaced. He was in charge of them. Pinchos HaMalbish, Pinchos was, some say he was in charge of looking after the clothes of the Kohanim, the Big Day Kohuna. Others say he was in charge of helping the Kohanim dress and undress with the Big Day Kohuna. That was the job of somebody called Pinchos. Says the Gemara, Reb Chizkiya Omer Reb Simon V'Rabbonon, There was a machlokes between Rabbi Chizkiah and the Rabbanon. Chad Omar once said, "Ksheirei doir vadoir, ba limnei salem." These 15, the names that were mentioned here, are 15 of the most upright of all the generations that held these positions, the most upright, the most kosher amongst them was mentioned in this list. The Charon Omar, the other opinion said, whoever was the one that compiled this Mishnah, and it obviously seems it was somebody who was in the time of Mordechai at Tzadik still, when Mordechai was still alive, whoever compiled this Mishnah, Mono Masha Badoire, just listed all the people that held these positions in that generation. Says, and the Gemara carries on, and we're going to read this according to the Vilna Gaon's version. But before we do that, let's take a look at Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin and Daf Lamed Ches. In Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, there's a Mishnah where the Mishnah mentions a number of people in a very positive note. One of them is Ben Kotin, amongst others. You can have a look at the Mishnah. There was Heleni Amalka, there was Nikonor. A number of people were mentioned positively, were praised. And then on Daf Lamed Ches, there's a Mishnah, Ve'elu Lignai. The following are people that are mentioned not in such positive light. Amongst them is Beis Garmu, also Beis Avtinus, and also Hugrus Ben Levi. All three are mentioned in this Mishnah here. And then the Mishnah says that the first Mishnah, the reason that they listed out those people who were praised was in order to conform with what it says in the Pasuk, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. You mentioned Tzadikim Lebrocha with praise, and Val Elu, and on this second list, it's they were listed out because of Shem Rashoim Yirkov. People who are not so righteous, their names will get forgotten, will get rotten. And we have an issue here that three of the people mentioned in the second Mishnah, which were the not such righteous people, are three that are mentioned in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, and I'm reading from the Vilna Gaon's Loshen. Tamon Taninon. We learnt over there in the Mishnayos in Daf Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches. Al Harishonim, on the first list, Ne'emar, it says Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. Val Elu, and on the second list, which included Beis Gormu, Beis Avtinas, and Hugrus Ben Levi, Ne'emar Shem Rishonim Yirkov. So Mand Oma Ksheire Doir V'Doir Bo Limno Yisaleim. Who Omer Zecher Tzadik Livrocha? Mand Omer Mishhoya Boisa Doir Mono Masha Bedoiroi Al Mi Nemar Zecher Tzadik Livrocha Al Ben Kutin Vechaverov. And the Taklin Chadatin explains as follows. He says, according to the opinion that we just saw here in the Gemara, that the list here in our Mishnah are all the Ksheirei Doir Vadoir, they were all the righteous people, the Ksheirim, then we have to understand that how are we going to understand the Mishnah over there that says that some of the people in this list are mentioned in that second Mishnah. So the Gemara here says, or how the Taklin Chadatin explains the Vilna Gaon, he says we have to explain that when it says that Al HaRishonim, on the first lot, it says Zecher Tzadik Livracha, it's referring on all of them. Also on some of those mentioned in the second Mishnah. Even though they're mentioned in the second Mishnah with some reservation, but there's obviously going to be some explanation to say that even though you had a reservation against them, but nonetheless, it was not what you thought, and they were really okay. And we're going to see that later on in the Gemara. So when it says that they mentioned that some of them there are mentioned as a gnai of Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, then it must be that the only one that's left, that at the end of this Mishnah that we've just learnt now, according to the opinion that all the people in this Mishnah are ksherim, it must be that the over there, the ones that are mentioned for Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, are not any of those in our Mishnah. Who are they? Ben Kamtzar, for example, that's mentioned in that second Mishnah and is not mentioned in our Mishnah. On him, it's Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. However, according to the opinion that says that this Mishnah is just one generation, but not necessarily that they were all tzaddikim and ksherim, then it's fine. Then it could be that the tzaddikim in this list are those mentioned in the first Mishnah in Yuma, in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, and the second. And those mentioned in the second Mishnah there were the not such righteous ones. And if so, when it says here in our Mishnah, Hugrus ben Levi, ben Beis Gormu, and Beis Avtinus, indeed they were the Shem Rashaim Yirkov, and the first Mishnah there, which is Ben Kotin, V'chaveirov, and all those mentioned in the first Mishnah there, they are the Tzadikim. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Yoina. Ksiv, it says in a Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, L'chein achalek loy barabim. Therefore, achalek loy, I will assign a portion barabim from the multitudes, ve'es atzumim, and with the mighty, yechalek sholol, I'll distribute the spoils. Who's this referring to? Says the Gemara, Zu Reb Akiva, it was referring to Reb Akiva, who was achalek loy barabim. He was somebody who taught Torah to the masses, ve'es atzumim yechalek sholol. And over here, the Taklin Chaditin explains a little bit how each word in the Pasuk, what it's referring to, and the Pasuk even carries on. Tachas asheher olamoves nafsho, he was prepared to give away his life, his spirit, which Rabbi Akiva was his whole life. He was waiting for an opportunity to die al Kiddush Hashem. Ves poishim nimno, v'hu cheit rabim nosa v'la poishim yavgia. And these are all words that could be attributed to Rabbi Akiva. And he was the one that Shehiskin, Medrash, Halochis, Vagodis, he arranged the Medrashim, the Halochis, the Hagodis, and this is all attributed to Rabbi Akiva, and indeed we know that much of our Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh we have today, was channeled through Rabbi Akiva. It says that Kulu Stimoi Alibud Rabbi Akiva, whenever you have a stoma, anonymous statement in the many different Sfarim of Torah Shebaal Peh, it's following Rabbi Akiva, and the Taklin Chaditin brings a number of Gemaras how Rabbi Akiva actually made sure that Torah would stay upright and remembered. And so that was Rabbi Akiva. V'yesh Oimrim, and some say that Eilu Anche Knesset HaGdoyle Tiknu, that the Medrash, Halochis V'Agodos, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva, it was already long before that, the time of the Anche Knesset HaGdoyle. Elomah Tikkun, but what did Rabbi Akiva do? Ze Klolus, he would make the generalizations of in the Halacha. And the Taklin Chaditin says that we find quotes like Klal Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said a rule, a generalization. That's the Klole Halochis. And what is the protus, and what are the little details that Rabbi Akiva was particularly busy with? That's what we find in the Gemara, that on every single tag, on every single detail of a letter, the crowns on the letters, Rabbi Akiva would learn them and darshan them. Those were the protus. Continues the Gemara, Omer Bavo. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Umishpachos Sofrim, it was the families of the scribes, Yoshvei Yabetz. They would live in this place called Yabetz. Asks the Gemara, Ma Talmud Loima Sofrim? We already know who these families are. Why are you naming them as Sofrim, as scribes, people who are writing, people who are learning? Elosh Osu Es HaTorah Sfurois Sfurois. It's coming to teach us that these people, these families who were residing in a place called Yabetz, when they were learning Torah, they would arrange the Torah with numbered lists. And actually, we're going to see now that in all six sections of Torah Shebaal Peh, Zeroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, and Taros, in all of them there's an example of a numbered list. And this would help people to retain the Torah and remember the Torah. So in Seder Zeroim, we find Chamisha lo yutroimu truma. There are five people that should not be the one to take truma. Chamisha dvorim chayovim bechalo. There are five species of five things which one is chayev to take challah from. And then in Seder Noshim we have Chamesh Esrei Noshim, 15 women, Poitreis Tzoroseim, they patter their fellow wives from doing Yibum. We know if somebody dies without children, his wife, even though normally a person is not allowed to marry his brother's wife, but if somebody dies without children, the deceased brother marries the wife, the widow. Either does Yibum or Chalitza. However, if there's another wife, if that deceased brother has another wife, then that second wife in some cases could cause that the surviving brother does not do Yibum. And there's 15 of such type of wives. And then in Seder Kodshim, V'shloishim V'sheish Krisos, there are 36 Averas which are punishable by Krisos, Batoira, and mentioned in the Torah. And then in Tyrus, we know that normally when an animal dies, then as an avela, that means it wasn't shechted, then the carcass carries with it it's an av hatoma. However, in the case of a bird of a toher species, that's not the case. It can make somebody tome, but not just by touching it, it's by swallowing it. And there are some details there. There are 13 details that were said there. And then in Seder Nezikin, Dalet Avos Nezikin, there are four primary main types of Nezikin. And then Seder Moed, and here the Gemara puts the two Avos, so to speak, together. There's Avos of Nezikin, and then there's a primary Nezikin, and there are primary activities that are also on Shabbos. This is in Seder Moed, that Avos Melochis are Boim Chosar Achas. There are 39 primary Avos Melochis. And in all of these, we see that there was a numbered list. We're told exactly how many. It will help you remember what they are. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'Eliezer. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'zeh parshegen hanishtavon ashenosan amelech ar tachshasto l'ezra hakoyen ha-soifer, referring to Ezra hakoyen as the scribe. And then it says, soifer, he would scribe, he would account, he would list, we would count divrei mitzvos Hashem v'chukov al Yisrael. The question is, why does it say twice sofer? Le'ezra kohen ha-sofer, sofer divrei mitzvos Hashem. Ma Talmud loymar sofer? Elo. What he's trying to say is that Ezra kohen was a sofer. He would count the Torah. But he didn't just count Torah. He counted two different sections of Torah. Also the Torah shebichtav, also the Torah shebalpeh. The written Torah and the oral Torah. So, k'shem shaya sofer b'divrei Torah, in the same way as he would count the words, the letters of the written Torah, which is the divrei mitzvah Hashem, kach haya sofer b'divrei chachomim, so too he would count the words of the oral Torah, which is the chukov al Yisrael. It's the oral Torah which is unique to Klal Yisrael. The goyim have they can't get hold of it. The written Torah was translated in all languages, and even the goyim can read it and learn it. Continues the Gemara. Reb Chagai b'shem Reb Shmuel ben Nachman said as follows: Horishonim, the previous generations, that they prepared the Torah in 15 different methods. What did they do? And since Torah is compared to bread, then he's using a moshel of things that are done with the bread. Choroshu, they plowed; vazoru, they sowed; nichshu, they weeded; kischu, they trimmed; odru, they hoed, which is some tool they used; kitzru, they cut; imru, they gathered; doshu, they threshed; zoru, they winnowed; biru, they separated; tochanu, they ground; hirkidu, they sifted; loshu, they kneaded; kitfu, and they formed the bread; v'ofu, they baked it. And they did all that to Torah. And we don't really know exactly what that means. What are these 15 activities, 15 things that were done to Torah? However, that's what they did. V'onu, and us, even though they prepared all that and so much went into developing and bringing the Torah to be able to be understood and learned, and nonetheless, v'onu ein lanu peh lechol, we don't even take the bother to use our mouth to verbally express and put all our efforts into learning that Torah. Continues the Gemara. Reb Abba bar Zmino b'shem Reb Zeira. In Havun Kadmoin, if the previous generations are perceived by us as malochim, as angels, which means the dominant part of them was not the physical body part, rather the neshama, the spirit, the soul of the previous generations, then anan b'nei nash, then we are considered as people. V'inhavu b'nei enosh, however, if the previous generations are perceived just as people, as just as human beings, so to speak, anan chamorin, then we are compared to donkeys, which are even more physical. And the Taklin Chadatin explains this a little bit here with the guf and the neshama, but we'll just do a basic reading of the Gemara. And Omer of Mona, Rav Mona said that Bahu Shaita, at that time, Omrin, they said that afilu kechamrosei derapinchos ben yoyer lo idminun. People who think that previous generations are just like people and don't appreciate that they are angelic type of people, then these people of the later generations, not only are they compared to donkeys, but they're not even compared to donkeys of the caliber of Rav Pinchas ben Yair's donkey. What was unique about Rav Pinchas ben Yair's donkey? Chamru said Rav Pinchas ben Yair, gonva solistoi balaylo. One night the thieves stole it. Ovdus, the Tamira Gaboin, it passed by in Tamira in hiding, Gaboin by them, klosa yeim in 3 days, vloita amaklum. And this donkey did not want to taste anything. After 3 days, and these thieves realized that the rate it's going now, this donkey's actually going to die here, and that's not going to be good for them, they changed their minds and decided to return the donkey to its master. Omru, they said, Afkinon minhacha, let's remove the donkey from here, deloitemus gabon, so it should not die here in our possession. Afkuna, they let the donkey out. Ozlus, donkey got up, v'komalo, altaro demora, and it was standing at the gate of his master, of Pinchas ben Yair. Sharius, it began menahemes to bray, which is the sound that donkeys make. Omar loin, Sir Pinchas ben Yair said to the people who were with him, Pischein lehado alufta, open up for this unfortunate donkey. De isla klas yoimin de loitama klum. For 3 days, this donkey hasn't tasted anything. Poskin la, they opened the door for her. Va'alasla, and they brought her in. Omar loin, he said to them, Yavula klum techil, give her something to eat. Yavun koimos oirim, they gave in front of it some barley. Vloboys la mechel, they didn't want to eat. Omrin lein, so they said to him, Rebbe, referring to Pinchas ben Yair, loiboys la mechel, the donkey doesn't want to eat. Omar Loini said to them, Masaknin inun, is it clean sifted barley that you gave them? Or is it something not right with it? Omrulein, they said, yes, sure. Omar Loini said to them, Varimtun damyon, if this barley came from Demai, from an Amoret, some people who one cannot be 100% sure that they took all the trumas and maestras, and the halacha is that in the event that people would eat this grains, these sa'irim, that they would have to take certain trumas and maestras. Did you take those trumas and maestras? Omrun Le, they said to him, Loi kein alfun Rebbe, did you, our master, our Rebbe, not teach us? The halakeach, somebody who takes grains, zera, in order to, for seed, in order to plant, or la behema, or for the animals, kemach la'irois, or you buy flour to be used for tanning hides, or shemen la'ir, or oil for a lamp, la'ur, for a fire, for a lamp, potur min adumai. One, the Chachomim only said that if a person wants to eat it, then one should separate the trumas and maestras from demai. But if you're giving it to an animal, you don't have to. Omalon of Pinchas Penyora said to them, Ma neved, what can we do? Ma neved lo la'ado aluvta, what can we do to this unfortunate donkey who's been starving? Do machmarta al garmo sagin. She's very machmir and stringent on herself. Varim on damyon, they took the trumas and maestras from the demai, v'ochlas and ate. And that's what the Gemara said before, that somebody who thinks the previous generations are just people, then they themselves are compared to donkeys, but not such a donkey. Continues the Gemara, Pesachio al Hakinin, Pesachio that we know was Mordechai, the Mishnah says, he was appointed on the kinin, on making sure that the pairs of birds that had to be given to the different people would come during the day, pay for the birds, and then he would make sure that those birds actually found their way onto the Mizbeach, and what the right thing was done. Some were chatos, some were oilois. Some people had to bring a pair of two oilois, others had to bring a chatos and an oilo. What happened when they would get confused with each other? That's what this Pesachia would have to take care of. Says the Gemara, boy or a, let's go and see, just think about ma goydel o koychish el oisoish, how great is the power, the strength of this person, Peseach Dvorim V'Dorishon, who had to be fully involved in kinin, which are considered as hein hein gufei Torah. They are the essence of the more challenging and complicated parts of the Torah, and see what he had to contend with. Continues the Gemara, Yodea B'Shivim Loshein, this Pesachya, he knew 70 languages. Tony, we learnt that Sanhedrin sheyesh bo shnayim sheyicholim ledaber. If there's only two of the Sanhedrin who know how to speak the 70 languages, the Kulon and all the rest ruuyin lishmoya, they know how to understand it. They don't know how to speak it. Harizer ruuya leSanhedrin, then it's okay. It's sufficient, and the Sanhedrin can function. Gimel, if there's three that can speak all 70 languages, harizer beinunis, then it doesn't just pass. It's already an average. It's already and one up, a notch up, a higher level. Dalad, if you have four people in the Sanhedrin who can speak a foreign language, Harezu Chachomo, it's a very wise group of Sanhedrin. Ubayavne, and in Yavne, Hoyubo Dalad, there were four that could speak the 70 languages, Ben Azai, Uben Zoimo, Ben Chachinoi, Vebelozo, Ben Masya. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Pam achas, at one point, Yovshu Eretz Yisrael, there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo yodu meheichon lovi oimer, they didn't know where they could find kernels of barley to bring the korban oimer. V'hava tamon chad ilim, there was a deaf mute, to have a Yosef that was sitting there, there was a deaf mute there. To have a Yoiv, he placed Chad Yode one hand al gagois on rooftops, v'chad Yode one hand al atzrifim on huts. He couldn't speak. He couldn't really hear. He obviously realized that they were looking for some place where they could find wheat, or where they could find barley, sorry. And he was trying to sign something to them with some interesting type of sign language, and nobody understood what he wanted. They brought him to Pesachia, who was very, very wise. Omer Luhu, and he said to him, Is Atar, that means when they came and he saw that one hand was pointing towards on rooftops and the other one on huts, and rooftops are called gagois, huts are called srifin. So he said to the people who brought this deaf mute to him, Is Atar, is there a place in Eretz Yisrael, the Miskari, that's called Gagois Tzrifin, or Tzrifin Gagois, which is a combination of these two words, huts and rooftops. Maybe there's a place that's called one of these. Ozlin Netamon, they went there, Ashkechon, and they found barley there. Another incident, Omer B'yaisa Be'erav Bun, Pamachas, one year, Nishtaf Koloilam Kuloi, there was a hurricane, very strong winds, and the grains, the produce of the world, got destroyed. They didn't know where to find barley for the korban oimer. V'hava tamon, again, there was amongst them chad ilim, this deaf mute. V'hava yoiv yod al eine, put one hand on his eye, v'yod another hand al sukhra, on the door socket, on the hole in the door frame where the bolt would sit in. They didn't know what he wanted. Aisune legabi psachio. Again, they brought him to psachio. Omaloini said to them, Is Atar, is there a place to Miskaria that's called Ein Soicher Oi Soicher Ein? V'ozlon tamon v'ashkechon. They went to such a place and they found barley there. Continues the Gemara, another incident. Gimel Noshim, there were three women, Hiviu Kinean, who would bring the money for their pairs of birds that they had to bring. And Jewish women from the whole world had to bring, if there was a Zova or Yoledes, and they had to bring these pairs of birds. So people would be coming from all sorts of countries, speaking any type of language, and often not even speaking them accurately and clearly. And this Psachio, who was appointed for these kinin, he had to understand all this. What happened? There were three women that came, that brought money for their kinehem, for their pairs of birds. Achas oimeres, one said, le'einosi. Okay, v'achas oimeres, one said, I need a pair of birds, le'yamosi. V'achas oimeres, le'zivosi. And the third said, I need a pair of birds for my zivosi. Zusha oimeres, le'einosi. This woman that came and said, I need a pair of birds, le'einosi. Sofrin, all the other people, the colleagues of this Pesachia, they thought that, what did she mean? Sovereign Meme, they thought that she was saying, Sheifaz Kamayon, Le'einosi, is similar to the Loshna Kodesh word of Mayon, a spring. They thought she meant that she had blood flowing from her like a spring, which meant she was a Zova, and she was coming to bring the pair of birds that a Zova has to bring. Omaloini said, no, you misunderstood her. What she meant was, Le'einosi, Be'ena Sakonta. Be'ena means my eye. I was in danger. I had a life-threatening illness in my eyes, and now that I've survived it, I want to bring a donation to the Beis HaMikdosh, and then it's two oilos, not like a Zavo brings. Zuo Shoimeres, the one that says Le'yamosi, I need to bring birds Le'yamosi, Sovereign Mema, they thought she was saying Sheifas Kayom, that she was bleeding like the sea, flowing like the sea, meaning that she was a Zavo. Omarloin again, Psachio said, you're making a mistake. Beyamo sakant, that she was going on the sea and she was in danger and she survived it and she was bringing now an adova to Oilis. So he understood not just the words they were saying, but he understood from the way they were saying it or the nature of the people, or I don't know how he realized this, but he understood what they meant, and it wasn't what all the other people thought they meant. Zusho imeres lezivosi, the one that said lezivosi, sovereign mema, they all thought, and it makes sense, that she means lezova mamish. I'm bringing it because she was a zova. Omaloini said, no. I'll tell you what this woman said. Ze'ev bar litoy lezbenot. A ze'ev, a wolf, had got grabbed hold of her child, and the child was in danger, and she said to Hashem, save my child, I'll bring a nedava to the Beis HaMikdash, some birds. And it wasn't that she was a zava at all. And what she was bringing, she meant to bring an oila. So you see here that this Psachio had to be very, very clever. He had to understand different languages and the way different languages were used. Continues the Gemara. Nechunya, he was the one that was appointed on Chofer Sichim. He would dig the ditches to make sure there was enough drinking water for the people in Yerushalayim, for the people who are coming to be Oyla Regel. Says the Gemara, Shahoya Chofer Shichin, he would dig the ditches of Ma'oris and the caves, V'hava Yoda, and he would know, he was familiar, Dain Kaif, which rock, Mekaramaya, cools water down, or keeps the water cold, V'hai Dain Kaif, which rock, he knew which rock, Isbei Sharvuve, has some heat to it and warms up the water, V'ad Heichon Sharvuvuse, and how much, to what extent, this particular rock is going to warm the water up. To what extent this rock has heat, contains heat. Omer Abeliezer says, Umeis Benoi, at some point, unfortunately, the son of Nechunya, Chofer Shichim, he died Batsoma with drought. Even though one would have thought that since he was Moise Nefesh, he went to his absolute to the greatest extent to serve and to give people water, why would his child die, especially with drought? And here the Taklin Chattin says that people who are particularly careful to do a mitzvah to the nth degree, when they fail somewhat, then Hashem is more exacting with them than with others. And Omar of Chanina, Manda Omar Rachmon of Vatron, anyone who says that Hashem is lenient and is lax and doesn't meet judgment and where necessary, Yevatrum b'nei me'oy, then his insides, his intestines will become lax and he'll become sick or he'll die. Elom marich ruche, don't think because Hashem allows Roshoim to do the Averis and doesn't punish them immediately, don't think it's because Hashem is lenient with them. No, it's just that he's marich ruche, he waits. The Taklin Chattin says the Ruchi are referring to those angels that are created by the Averis who want to immediately come and punish the person. Hashem calms them down and says, hold on, he might do tshuva, not yet. And if the person doesn't do tshuva, at the end of the day, every person will be punished exactly by the Averis that he's done. Omer Abacha. And then in this context, obviously this Nechunya, Chofer Sichim, on his level, there was something that he did that wasn't completely right, and therefore his son got punished this way. Omer Bacha, Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Usvivov, and his surroundings, Nisara Mo'oid, can be very turbulent. And what does that mean? That is Medaktik Imoem, that Hashem is very exacting with the people who are close to him, Kechut Hasaira, like a string which is a hair's breadth. It means Hashem is very exacting, especially with the people around him, with the great people, with the people who are doing mitzvahs very, very well the way they should. Omer Rabbi Yossi says that the source that Hashem is even more careful with the people close to him is not from that pasuk, lo mitam zeh, not from the source that we just mentioned, the svivov nisar moed, elo mina madchsi, from a different pasuk that says v'noirahu al kol svivov, that Hashem is very awesome to the people, to those around him. Moiroi, his awe, is ala krevim. Yosem and arachoikim, is felt more by those who are close to him than those who are more distant from him. Continues the Gemara. Reb Chagai b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman, he said, Maisa, there was an incident b'chosid echod, with a pious person. And here in the Yerushalmi, it's not clear exactly who this is. But this pious person who had a similar job or had undertaken to do a similar righteous act as Nechunya had, Shaya Chofer, he used to dig boiris, sichin or ma'oris, pits, ditches and caves, lo'ivim v'shovim, for the passers-by, they should have what to drink. And he obviously did this mitzvah to the nth degree and didn't fail at all. Not like we saw before that Nechunya obviously failed at some point on his level. But this chosid here didn't fail at all. And Pamachas, at one point, Hoysa Bito Yuveres, his daughter was passing, Linose, she was going to get married, Veshot Fanor, and she was swept away by a flooding river. V'havin kol amo, and all the people, olalin, they came legabei to this chosid, and ba'on menach mose, and they attempted to console him. V'loi kibuli lavei mis nachmo, and he refused to be consoled. And the reason, which we're soon going to see, that the reason is because he was still alive. And this ability for a person to be consoled is something that's only there for a person that's passed away. And since she hadn't passed away, obviously they didn't manage to console him. All Rapinchas ben Yoyer legabe. Rapinchas ben Yoyer, he went to this chassid, probably in the saying that if nobody else could console him, I'll try and console him. Boy Menach Mose, he tried to console him. And this chosid still didn't want to receive and be consoled. Omar Loin, Sir Pinchas Ben Yoyer, said to the people there, Dein hu chasid choin? Is this an example of the pious people in your place? Omar Le, that means, what does it mean? Why is he not taking consolation? It's as if he's complaining, as if he's not accepting Hashem's judgment. Omrulei, they explained to Pinchas ben Yoyer, Rebbe, kach v'kach hoya oisa, this chosid, his whole life he was engaged in making sure that the passers-by have water and they shouldn't be thirsty. Kach v'kach irulei, and now his daughter was swept away exactly with the water. Omar Pinchas ben Yoyer said straight away, Efshe shahoya mechabed es boyeri b'mayim, is it possible that he honored his creator with water? V'hu mekapchoi b'mayim, and he would be punished like this with water? It cannot be. And he took it for granted. He knew, I know this daughter is still alive, and that's why he's not being consoled. Miyad noflo havoro, immediately a rumor went round, Be'ir in the town, Bas bitoi shel oiso ish, that the daughter of this pious man has arrived. Ista omra, some say, besuchsa, on a branch, is oris. She was caught miraculously, and therefore she didn't drown. Ve'ista omra, and others say that a malach yorad, an angel came down, kudmus Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, in the form of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, ve'tzila, and saved her from the flooding river. And indeed, this person who was moisa nefesh to this extent, to give people water, his daughter did not die from the flood, and she was saved. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.